Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Want to try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, can something this small really throw my body off balance? Time to consult the online experts.
Hi, Felicia here with 1 million followers. That bite will destroy your metabolism. Drink butter coffee instead to kill cravings.
But is it really that bad? I had protein this morning, right? Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again? Oh, the kids would really love this.
Fruit ruins insulin sensitivity.
Never eat after 7 p.m.
You gotta cut carbs for 30 days.
Always know.
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Signos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear. Just your signal. Signos.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
There's that trip to Clarkston as well. Some are interpreting that as maybe disposing of evidence. There's surveillance footage at an Albertsons and Costco just hours after the murders. Again, looks a little odd, something that we haven't heard of before. I went to Costco that morning. I was living my normal life.
Yeah, those things, certainly prosecution is going to argue, hey, that gives him the opportunity mm-hmm. to cover his tracks, to try and dispose of inculpatory evidence and materials that could link him to this crime. Now, on the other hand, defense might say, hey, that is not sufficiently incriminating. That's something that just everybody could do. You can go to Albertsons in the morning. That's not a crime. And so I'll be interested to see really the potency of those specific details and whether defense can sort of neutralize those by saying, hey, anyone's allowed to go to Costco, man. That's all right.
Sure. And obviously it is. I want to bring up a graphic here that I put together while I was on vacation, because on vacation, what do? I sit there and I look at true crime things. This is a very interesting correlation, and I'm curious to get your thoughts on it. Maybe you've seen it on my Twitter or something the other day. Okay, it's up behind me. I'm going to blow that up a little bit. The look. We got the picture here of Koberger, this is the morning after the murders, wearing that really tight white shirt, which always felt weird to begin with. It's like, why are you like, well, he's, I don't know, maybe this is how he wears his shirts. It's weird. And then you also have the movie American Psycho right next to him. and you'll look at the dress of the character in American Psycho. And I don't have this, but you also have the movie Psycho, where the murder takes place in the shower, where he's taking that picture. Both have the word psycho in the title. This is a man who has talked about feeling very different, very outside, very not part of the norm. I'm sure, you know, in my conjecture, probably been called psycho before by some people, like he's crazy or whatever, just people in conjecture saying those sort of things. And to me, this looks like a nod. This looks like a really weird nod to the fact of if he did, or the allegation that he committed these crimes and thinks he's getting away with it. Like, I'm smarter than all of you, sitting there with the thumbs up. There's been a lot of weird correlations here where it's like, wow, I think he's, again, thinking he's smarter than the room and assuming he's never going to get caught, but he's going to put something like this out there of a F you to the world. I don't know. I found it really creepy. Psycho, American Psycho, there's a lot of weird correlations, I think, that tie back to that picture. I think there's more of a reason for the shower picture than meets the eye.
There could be, you know, there is a subset of there's kind of a subculture that has romanticized American Psycho. You have this sort of handsome, smart person who also gets away with these gruesome murders, mm-hmm. and everything's and everything is all right for him. And I just can't help but wonder whether there are some resemblances there. You know, Koberger was smart. He was a PhD student. He's not a terrible looking young man, whatever. And so, you know, do some folks aspire towards that romanticization, that glamorization of egregious murder that happens in some of our media, including in American Psycho? I think it's a fair question.
Well, and there's also, it's never been completely proven, I wonder if it will in court, the Papa Rogers account that was out on social media immediately after the murders, before Koberger was arrested. There was someone out there with that, if you remember this case way back, like almost 3 years ago now, the profile of the character looked a lot like Brian Koberger, and it was labeled Papa Rogers. And this person seemed to have knowledge of the crime scene that no one else did, talking about the knife sheath early on, almost challenging people who were trying to figure out the case. And immediately after his arrest, the guy who was posting under those accounts completely disappeared. Again, we don't know if it was him, but person did seem to know a lot about knife sheaths and things like that, that no one else knew of at the time. So that to me, if it was him, shows a propensity for trying to play with the public, try to play with people psychologically. That's where this comes in. And I'm like, I think there was some joy here. I think there was, I'm smarter than the rest of the room. Y'all treat me like crap, but at the end of the day, I'm going to show you, I'm going to get away with this, and I'm going to be right in front of your eyes and no one's going to even know it. Surprise, Brian, people figured out the riddle. But in his mind, allegedly, I'm wondering. I'm really wondering if these are things that can play in. I don't know how would anything like this play out in court, showing consciousness of guilt? I guess you'd have to really somehow find some reference to him, you know, admitting that he's doing it for those reasons. But it certainly is not a good look.
It is a chilling prospect if that, in fact, was what was happening. In fact, I remember when I was a prosecutor, I had a stalker slash arson case where the individual assumed this digital identity and was, referencing song lyrics and weird cryptic facts about what happened. And ultimately, we tied him to those communications via IP addresses and a really extensive digital footprint and investigation. I'm sure the government has looked into that. But if it comes to be that that Koberger was doing that, that is damning, especially for the death penalty phase, because it shows not only that he committed this quadruple stabbing, but also that he had some kind of gleeful, perverse gratification from like messing with the public about it.
Like, could something like this show up in the death penalty phase if he's found guilty? Where, I mean, the photo I'm sure will, if in fact he's found guilty. But could the prosecution make an argument that, look, yes, this is a creepy ass photo, but look what it also looks like? Could they make the correlation arguments in there? Could they admit basically American Psycho footage or pictures like this or psycho things to make reference to go, look how sadistic this is?
I think they might want to. I think a court would be taking a real risk, mm-hmm. if it allowed in that next level of what you said, the sort of American Psycho footage, that kind of thing. Because even if there is a connection, even if it is relevant, it's possibly unduly prejudicial under what's called rule of evidence 403, meaning that it is so likely to inflame the passions of the jury that it's just too unfair and we can't let it in because the jury might base their decision in part on that inflammatory evidence. I think that would be a concern at the penalty phase.
There's a dog piece of fur that was found. We still don't know if it was from one of the victim's dogs. How long does it take to identify dog DNA? Compare it to the... I would think by now we would have an answer to that. Or maybe it is, and maybe it's just still sealed up. We've known about the dog hair for a while, but as of now, we still don't know the answer to if it matches the dog. That piece of dog fur, that tiny little dog fur, that one, I think, could be the nail in the casket if, in fact, it is from one of the victim's dogs.
How in the world would an innocent person have that kind of contact with the dog if they weren't the individual in there who committed these crimes? I just can't foresee even a theoretical innocent explanation under those circumstances, absent some sort of planting of evidence argument.
Sure. And I don't know how you even go down that road. It gets to be a little too insane. Yeah. Snarkles may save the day. I don't know what the dog's name was, but at the end of the day, Snarkles may save the day in this case. And, you know, really show that jury beyond all the other things, without a doubt, what a lot of us are thinking. Of course, innocent until proven guilty. We'll see what continues to come out.
Craving nonstop true crime updates? Press subscribe now and get the latest cases, analysis, and expert commentary delivered straight to your feed. Only from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Want to try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, can something this small really throw my body off balance? Time to consult the online experts.
Hi, Felicia here with 1 million followers. That bite will destroy your metabolism. Drink butter coffee instead to kill cravings.
But is it really that bad? I had protein this morning, right? Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again? Oh, the kids would really love this.
Fruit ruins insulin sensitivity.
Never eat after 7 p.m.
You gotta cut carbs for 30 days.
Oh, we know.
Stop it.
They don't know your body. Only you do. Signos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Signos.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is now a leading cause of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce feeling it more than ever. You can't escape work, but you can take small steps to care for yourself. A walk, some sun, a favorite song. Therapy is one of those steps, ongoing support to build resilience for whatever your day throws at you. Balance is tough. Getting help shouldn't be. Visit BetterHelp.com today for 10% off your first month.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Chances are, you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info, and if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart, or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.